Is your business struggling? Do you need a custom business plan to get ahead? All you need to do is ask Sharifa, the premier business consultant who is focused on your success. From digital marketing to business planning, I bring over 25 years of experience to work for you. As a host of three different talk shows, I can get you connected to your audience right away. Visit AskSharifa.com for more information. Do not face the unknown alone.
Morning, good morning, and thank you for joining me on Monday's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have an incredible, amazing, wonderful show for you today. It's Monday. I've been asleep all weekend, enjoying my Mother's Day. I'm well rested, and I'm going to learn about our guests, what they do, who they are, and what they're passionate about. But before we go ahead and introduce today's guest, I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do every day, Monday through Friday, and that is to go out and be an evangelist for the Roundtable Talk Show. There's someone in your network, someone in your neighborhood, maybe in your house, maybe at your job, maybe it's a coworker who wants to start their entrepreneurial journey. Maybe they want to start a business. Maybe they've just started a business, but they don't know what to do. They don't know how to grow. They need to hear from our experts, but they won't have this information unless you go ahead and share the show with them. So share it. Like I always say, friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. And while you're going ahead and sharing the show with your friends, I'm going to introduce some of my new friends, some people I just met this morning, and we're going to find out all about them. My first guest is Mr. Felix Palafox. Felix is a Mexican makeup artist, instructor, and founder of Adonis Arcana, a men's cosmetic brand. Working for over a decade in the beauty industry, he experienced firsthand the rise in male-identifying individuals shopping for makeup. He also noticed how hard it was for them to find and trust products that would work for them. Good morning, Felix. How are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited to find out about something new. For me, men wear makeup. I've seen it on shows. You know, you have men, they're stars. They're going to be on camera. They're going to have some makeup. But then when you have everyday individuals who want to wear makeup, that's new. But I think certain trends like the male purse or, you know, different things like that are allowing men to expand. But I'd love to hear your thoughts, Felix.
For sure. I mean, I think a lot of guys have become more aware of what they look like based on like social media usage. You know, there's always before where makeup was reserved for like the guys on camera just to take away a little shine. Now we turn around and in this day and age, there's a camera in every pocket and we're always on and we're always showing, you know, the world what we're doing, what we're trying. We're always kind of like at the spotlight, if you will. So a lot of guys have been becoming more aware of like, hey, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, that can make a big difference as far as like the filters I use, the amount of time I spend editing these photos, the angles that people start to play with angles. And it's just a natural progression from there.
So I usually don't ask this, but I'm just going to be me right now and ask the question that I believe some people are asking themselves. Are you wearing makeup?
Oh, yes.
I'm like, because your skin is like flawless and it's beautiful. So I'm like, is that real? I don't know anymore.
Thank you. No, I've been wearing makeup pretty much every day that I've been like out for about a decade. So I can tell you like all the growing pains that most women experience in their teens, I experienced them in my 20s with like the looks that were really bad. The days that were really like awkward, and it's one of those things where I feel like, you know what, I'm going to take all those experiences and all those mistakes and actually teach guys so that they don't have to go through that. You know, no one needs to have the awkward high school moment posted all over social media for eternity. So I'm going to take my experiences before that was a big thing and actually, you know, help these guys not go through that, but still look at the best that they can.
Wow. Like as a woman, this is what I could muster, Felix. This is my little, you can't see it over here, my little red lipstick. Like in the morning, that's all I can do. Women who spend an hour or 2 hours, especially prior to going to work, putting on makeup, I always ask them the question, how? And then after I ask that question, I ask the next question, why? So I'm gonna ask you the same thing. First of all, do you do this daily? How long does it take you? And like, why go through that process?
Well, I don't do it daily. I really
Okay.
only do it when things are happening and I'm gonna be out and I'm gonna be like on a podcast. Of course,
Photograph.
takes me realistically about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And it's all in the techniques and it's all in the product that you use. So things can be like very meditative and extended for the hour if you wanted to, but really it can be as short as like a 5, 10 minute process. Why?
So,
Because it
okay.
feels
It does, but I'm just gonna get, I just feel like getting all of your business this morning. But what makeup do you have on? Is it just foundation?
So I have the Adonis Arcana color corrector. I'm demoing a product that's in development right now on the beard and the brows, a little eyeliner, and just a little bronzer.
Right. I kind of noticed your beard was perfect. And I was like,
Right.
okay, I don't know if that's makeup, that's not makeup, but it's very interesting. And one of the things that I've learned about makeup, just being in the industry, is that you can put makeup on and you're like, oh my God, I don't know how this is going to look. But then when you take that photo, it's the makeup that makes the difference. Have you
Right.
found that to be true?
All the time. The top tip that I tell all my clients is once you do your makeup, step away from the mirror for 5 minutes and then take a selfie, because
Okay.
that's when I can really see how this makeup is looking to other people.
Right. But also when you take that selfie, you be one of the things that I had to learn early on is that makeup line. You know what I mean? That makeup line that goes around your face. And you I see social media, people on social media all the time, and in their photos, you can see that line between where the makeup is and the rest of their face. And I'm like, they didn't look, they didn't, I don't know, but I love learning about new things. Felix, I am going to come back to you. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest. This lady, young lady, is incredible. Miss JC, Jamil Winchester. She's the owner of Overkink.com, an online adult store. So we're going to be having a wonderful conversation. We're talking about makeup, and now we may talk a little bit about adult novelties. Good morning, JC. How are you?
Good morning, makeup and sex. So I guess we're ready.
They kind of go hand in hand because if you want to get some sex, you got to look your best. That's how I look at it. I might be wrong. Maybe our audience can tell us. If you have questions or comments, please write them in the chat. I'll be sure to go ahead and ask our guests. But JC, first of all, who are you? What do? And what are you passionate about?
So yes, I'm on here to talk about Overkink. Just to let you guys know, you can get 15% off with the code Roundtable. So make sure and utilize that for all your pleasure. My name is
Well,
JC.
I think that's good. And I haven't had many people just come out front with a discount. Usually we have a good talk. You know what I mean? Like we get to it. We have a little bit of foreplay before we get to it. You like discount 15% off. I don't know, because I don't know if I want these people thinking kinky when they think the round table. But hey, if it puts some money in your pocket, go ahead, 15% off round table at adultking.com. Go ahead, JC.
Well, that's the thing. So when I started over kink, I know the name comes across as, kinky, or you may think of bondage, bondism or bondage or anything like that. And that's totally the opposite of the goal. The idea of over kink is that you don't have to, have these extreme kinks to enjoy sexuality. It can be any type of freedom that brings you pleasure. So that's kind of the idea of being over kink, and just, owning your own sexual freedom.
Yeah, I hear you. You know what I mean? I hear you. But usually, and somebody, we're gonna bring in some more guests so y'all could correct me if I'm wrong. But usually, doesn't the word over imply like you're just doing too much? Like it's not necessary. It's just like kinky kink is one thing, but over kink?
Well, it's like being over it. It's also a play on the next name that I can't really mention, for legal purposes, but it's definitely just like being over the idea that you have to be kinky to own your sexual freedom. It's just you
I
can
like
be
that. I like that better.
interested in yourself without having to have, the ropes and chains. If you like that, that's completely fine. But it just owning your own body and your own sexual freedom is enough to understand that you're a sexual person.
So can you get the ropes and the chains at overkink.com?
You sure can. We sell everything. So, you know, the thing is that it's finding your own. So everybody has their own, you know, likes and, you know, what they enjoy. So it's not the idea of fitting into a box and any type of sexuality. So, you know, if vibrators are your thing, that's fine. If dildos are your thing, that's fine. If chains are your thing, that's fine. But it's just owning your own sexuality and being happy within that.
Okay. Now I'm going to say this because I usually don't judge people. Yes, I do. Let me stop lying, y'all. I judge people every day, all day. And the reason I judge people is because my audience is watching you, judging you, right? So I have to ask the questions that I think they're going to ask. So you're proud. You're up there. You're talking about sexuality. You have this website about over kink. Have you always been this way? Have you always been able to speak so freely about sexuality?
Yes, I have. And it's I'm kind of happy we're doing this right after Mother's Day, because I remember when I first built my site, me and my mother sat down and like went through it. And not saying that she knew the items, but just having that availability. And that's the household I came from. So even though I may have not directly spoke about sex with my parents or with my mother, I was always allowed to, and I was always able to allow to, you know, explore as far as what I needed to do. So I've always had that flexibility, and I've always been that person for my friends. And I know that's not everybody's upbringing, especially coming from a Caribbean background, but I've always been able to do that. And, you know, now I'm trying to, you know, let's talk about sex. It doesn't have to, you know, be something that is secret or something that we hide. We should be, if we're having it, we should be talking about it.
Okay. So I'm a very visual person. And you were speaking, and I was visualizing you and your mother sitting down in front of a computer, and you're like, "Hey, mom, what do you think of this dildo? Hey, mom,
I mean, that would have been great, and I do wish I recorded it, but it was over the phone. I don't live near my parents. It was over the phone, and she was going through the site, and she came across, I think, some vibrating underwear, and she never heard of these things, so. She was like, you know, what is this? And I'm like, oh, well, you give the remote to someone you're with. And she's like, why would I want to give a man that control? And I'm like, I agree. But so it was that type of conversation. We didn't really go through the dildos or anything like that. But, you know, there are toys that just to discuss and, you know, have support within your business as entrepreneur is what we all want.
Good answer. Good answer. I love it, JC. I'm going to come back to you. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Mr. Graham Davies. Graham spent 14 years working in top-tier finance roles across the UK. He started Addition after noticing that SMEs weren't getting the same level of quality financial insights that big companies were benefiting from. Since then, he's been using his financial and accounting expertise to empower small business owners to grow and succeed. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Morning. Very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I'm interested because we have male makeup and women's sex toys. So Graham, you got to talk to us. What are you passionate
the bar's,
about?
The bar's high now, right? So male makeup, sex toys, accounting.
Yes. But you know what? It's usually the other way around. It's usually the finance people that everybody wants to speak to. They're like, how do I get more money? How do I get investors? But hey, today...
That's it. Yeah, we'll bring that to them. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, a great introduction, but I worked in lots of larger companies and corporates throughout my career. And then when I got to about 30, I realized I wanted to work with small companies, startups and entrepreneurs and help them achieve their goals. You know, that's what I'm passionate about, is helping businesses go from A to B, whatever A to B is. And so I started out working with startups as a CFO, offering CFO services, helping them raise money from investors, helping them with strategy, and then realized that lots of small companies don't really get the same support that large companies get. You know, in a large business, you get a whole finance department and you know your numbers and there's lots of reporting and insight, and you can make decisions really based on data. And in the small business world, lots of people are still making decisions based on gut. You hear that quite a lot, which is good and it gets you so far. But what we really wanted to do is bring the data and the insights of small companies too, so that you can make a decision based on your gut and the insight. And so that's really what Addition is about. We're working with about 140 companies across the UK and the US. And we're an outsourced finance department for small companies. So anything from bookkeeping to growth funding, we support with.
What do you recommend for a small business just starting out? At what stage do you recommend that they bring in someone outsourced for accounting or bookkeeping?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously say depends on how you fund it. And I totally get that some entrepreneurs start out with very little cash and they're bootstrapping the business. But the sooner you can outsource your books, your bookkeeping and get that stuff sorted, the more time you're going to have to grow your business and to focus on actually selling and being the ambassador for your brand, which is what really what you should be doing, spending all your time doing, because you need to get your business and your baby needs to grow. So really from day one, if you can do it, outsource your books. Don't spend your time doing that because it's not a good use of time at all.
Okay. So what is one of the best ways to outsource your books? Is that just, hey, I'm the CEO of my company, let me just go get a software, some type of accounting software, Intuit or whatever, hire a bookkeeper, give them all the receipts? What is that process like for the business owner?
Yeah, I guess there's still quite a lot of options there. But over recent years, you'd have seen, maybe you guys have heard of some startups in the space, online bookkeeping services like Bench, for example. There's the Bench, Pilot, and also Edition. But there's lots of startups out there who are using software to automate the bookkeeping. And so I would suggest going to an online solution such as Edition or Pilot or Bench. And they will be able to manage your books. All you'll really have to do is take photos of your documents and chat to your bookkeeper on an application, and they'll manage everything else. The other solution is you do it the old school way, which is you find your local accountant, your local CPA around the corner, and you ask them to manage your books and do your taxes. There are two ways. The thing with the second way, if you know someone and you have a good relationship, it's probably going to work really well. If you are approaching a stranger, you know, the service is so inconsistent across the board that, you know, you're better off going for a larger organization, I think.
So Edition is actually a software then?
We're a software enabled service. So yeah, we utilize software with people to deliver your bookkeeping and insight.
Okay, because I always get overwhelmed. You know, in the stage I'm in right now, it's funny because my bookkeeper is watching this show. I saw her log on, but I got a bookkeeper a couple of months ago and I haven't given her anything because I'm like, I don't know how I want to do this process. And then my bookkeeper, I hope she doesn't get mad at me, but she nags me all the time. She'd be like, Sharifa, give me your receipts. Sharifa, when you go out, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. I just want to do my business and not have to think about anything.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's different types of customers, and you're one of the types of clients, Sharifa, that is like, you know, I don't want to do anything. Can you just deal with it? In which case, you know, she could probably just look at your link up, you know, some kind of software like QuickBooks or something to your bank account, download the transactions and manage the books for you without you really having to do too much. And that's the ideal scenario. Then you've got other people who really want to be all over everything. I want to submit a receipt for everything. So yeah, that's not you.
No. You see my motto. The people who know me know my motto is if it requires work, I ain't doing it. That's my commercial. Any work, it's not, I'm not about to do it. JC, you have your accountant, your bookkeeper in place. You're watching the money, JC.
So I come from a finance background, but I do need to do better as far as this. So I may be hitting you up after this, Graham.
Because right now
I use Keeper's Tax, which helps me keep my receipts, but I need someone to actually do the work. So
we here, JC.
Yeah, we're here for you. We can definitely help you with that.
Yes.
Sounds Felix? Like an interesting business to be involved with as well, to be honest. I don't think we've got any adult stores in our client base. I don't think so.
So the unfortunate thing with us is that we're able to sell on a lot of platforms, but for payment processing, we can't. So it's always like, we're always looking for payment processors. So that's always an issue as far as like money wise, but everything else, I guess, is regular e-commerce.
So you said you're always looking for payment processors. So when you find a payment processor, do they agree to work with you for some time? And then at some point they realize, oh my God, this is what they're selling. We can no longer do business with you. And then you have to find someone else.
Yeah. So initially when I first started, I had a small shop. So I was able to utilize Shopify. But then again, once I started selling more products that, you know, were more adult, I got kicked off of that. So like right now I use PayPal. But even as of last week, I added Amazon Pay and got kicked off yesterday. So it definitely, you know, it's like a process. And I still, you know, I obviously use PayPal, I use cryptocurrency as well, but I'm always looking for like a discount or something that's a little better in the pockets.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand, because again, it's 2021 and maybe I have to go through this site, because I'm just talking, you know, from what I hear you say. I saw your website. It's the first thing you see is 20% off. So I like your website, but it's not a pornographic website. Why can't you sell what you want to sell?
So it isn't. And my front page definitely shows that. So that's kind of how I wanted to design my front page. But I do sell a lot of paraphernalia that are very graphic. So you have to look for them, but I don't promote them. So that's kind of where it's at. But if you are looking, there would be there. So I do sell a lot of graphic items.
Now I just want to look just because it's like, if you build it, they will come. If you look for it, you will find. Now I just, Graham, you laughing?
Yeah, now I'm intrigued. Yeah, I need to see that stuff.
Felix, you over there laughing too.
Oh, well, I already bookmarked the site. I'm going to be like browsing through in a little bit.
Wow. Okay. But I wanted to ask you, Felix, because we have fun, but bookkeeping, accounting is serious. As an entrepreneur, at what stage are you with your bookkeeping and your accounting?
I was really lucky in that my parents are actually accountants. So oh, wow. From day one, they've been able to have like a whole system set up. And I'm very much like you, Sharifa, in that it's linked into QuickBooks. And then I'm just like, hey, y'all, it's this month. Do you need me to do anything? Like, no, you're good. And from there, it's just always been taken care of electronically, which is really, I'm really grateful, because I feel like one of those things as an entrepreneur that you really need to know. And you really need to be honest with yourself as to what your strengths are, but also what your weaknesses are. And I know even before I made a business plan, the very first thing was, I hate handling money. It's counting numbers. I can't, I get dizzy. I get angry. Like, no. So I knew from the get-go that was going to be something to outsource.
Wow. What do you think about that, Graham?
I think that sounds like a very smart move, Felix. Yeah. Outsource from day one, because it's just, obviously, like, we make a business out of it, but keeping your books is definitely not a good use of your time. You need to be out there, you know, championing your business, selling your business, selling your product, selling yourself, you know, doing all the other stuff, the outward facing stuff. I definitely agree with that. It sounds like you've got it sorted, Felix, actually. Everything's sorted. That's great.
Thankfully, yes. Thankfully, yes. I mean, It's still a pain every now and again, thinking like, oh, I need to update it. But the pain that the update button is versus a phone call versus actually doing it all myself, like, it's worth it.
Yeah. And do you use your books, Felix? Like, do you use your books to make decisions for your business?
Well, it's more about like trends. You know, definitely I love to see what the year has been like, what the busy times of year are, planning out like, maybe like there's going to be an event this way. Maybe this month was really slow, so maybe I'll do a pop-up event. Maybe, you know, I'll see, okay, I did my promotion for free samples in May, and I can check this May versus last May and seeing exactly how worth that was. So
great.
Yes, but the numbers can also tell you about which products are moving, you know, like Felix said, the trends. I have one of my guests who's here all the time, Jim Esteel, who's the CEO of Danby Appliances. He began to see during this global pandemic, even though he sells so many different appliances, that their wine cooler fridges just basically just started to rocket and just go off the shelves. And that's because you had so many people who were quarantined. They were stuck in the house and they were like, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do. I need some wine. I need a refrigerator for the wine. And all of a sudden, appliances went through the roof. You can see things like that with accounting.
Definitely. Yeah. All that kind of product analysis, you know, what's going really well, where do I need to, you know, maybe think about increasing my inventory in certain areas. And it's all about just keeping on top of what's working in your business, what isn't working, you know, and pushing the things that are working really well and trying to address the things that aren't working really well. You know, that's really what your financials will give you.
Yeah. So JC, like Graham said, how do you discover what's working, what's not working, what's selling, what's not selling, what items people like, what items people use in order to make educated decisions about your business?
So it's funny enough, I think I want to say the beginning of this year, I did an interview with Allure magazine where we talked about like how the sex toys skyrocketed over the last year. So just like with the pandemic and with the fridges, we have seen an increase in sales over the last year for these products. And it has made me change as far as like what I would advertise or what I push to my customers via email. So definitely, you know, you have to look at those records to see what makes sense.
Does your company have those adult parties?
No. So if I can hold events, I'm more like what I'm looking to do is kind of partner up with different individuals like city to city. But I only do online currently, but I don't have to have like parties or anything. But I do want to implement it, not really as a party, but I would more look to sponsor events. And I'm looking to start a nonprofit that talks about sex education. So I definitely want to tie that in and probably have a podcast that kind of, you know, discuss sex and, you know, just different things that we talk about on a daily basis.
Why are you so passionate about sex?
I feel like I'm passionate about a lot of things, but I do feel like this isn't a place, especially as Black people, that we are heightened or that we have huge representation. And not saying we don't have representation, we do, but I do feel like there are a lot of things that we do need to discuss. And if I can be a part of making that a regular conversation where you're not, you know, this 16 or 18 or 19 having these type of conversations with yourself, so you can kind of have access to this information, why not? So that's why, you know, I really want to make sure that I'm opening the discussion or talking about it, and not only in a way where it's just let's have sex, but you know, the pros of masturbation and, you know, how it can help your mood and everything like that. And it just the benefits of owning your own body.
I almost want to ask the question, what are the pros? But I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to go over to Felix.
There are many.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I'm going to leave that alone. Let's leave something to the imagination. Now, Felix, our guest today, JC, she's going to start a podcast talking about sex. Would you tune in?
100%. 100%. And if you ever need a guest, JC,
let's go.
Sex positivity is something that has been in my history, in my story, in my personal development, that has made a huge impact on how confident I am, on the way that I like look at the world, the way that I look at people. So it's a big deal. It's an important conversation to have, and I'm so happy you're doing it.
Why do you say that the sex plays a big part in your confidence?
Well, I'd say, you know, feeling sexy is one of the most empowering feelings that you can have, you know, like going out and just kind of like feeling yourself a little bit and saying like, okay, I look good today. Like it automatically makes your day a little bit easier. It makes it a little bit better. And even, you know, just having channeling that energy, it attracts people. It makes people like more interested. It helps with human connection in and out of the bedroom. Right.
No, I like that. But are you one of those people who knows how to put your sexy on, Felix? Because you talk about the mirror and getting in front of the mirror and getting that energy and getting that vibe. You know what I mean? Like you go in front of the mirror and you're just Felix. And then when you walk away from the mirror, do you give yourself that, hey, you know what I mean? Like you're all of a sudden like, yeah, it's me, baby.
Oh, God, no. I am the awkward. awkward flirt in the whole world. Like, you know those memes, like me flirting versus me flirting? Yeah,
Yes.
that's 100% me. But my partner keeps telling me it's like the less you try, the better it works out. And that's really kind of what this whole thing's about, you know? Makeup, male skincare, it's something you're not necessarily thinking about all the time versus like a sex toy, something that's more self-pleasure. Like, that's when you're really gonna like tune into everything. And then it just follows you through the day.
Graham, how do you get your sexy on?
A good question. I mean,
You didn't expect that one.
I'm married now. I have a baby, so I don't get my sex on too often. But no, I don't know. I totally get what you're saying, Felix and JC, and the whole feeling good about yourself and feeling sexy, and then all of a sudden, great things happen to you. You know, you feel like you're attracting people, not necessarily in a sexual way. Just opportunities happen when you're feeling really good and confident and positive about yourself. So yeah, how do I get my sex on? Just put that shirt on where I feel really good, you know, look in the mirror and check it out.
Okay, so Graham, we have Felix listening to Jay, actually being a guest on JC's podcast. Now we need to get you in some makeup, Graham.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I'm up for that. Why not?
That would be amazing. I try to do this the show on Instagram where we'll do like face mask together. We'll go through the skincare. We'll go through like basic makeup application like live on camera. And generally talking about anything masculinity related because you really can't talk male makeup without talking masculinity and having that like discussion there. So if you'd want to join me on that, like 100%, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, give me a shout. I'm always up for calling you things.
I don't even know. I told you I was Monday. I have absolutely no idea where the conversation is going to go. So we have a new podcast guest. We have an Instagram live with a male makeup presentation. This is going to be good. Y'all just tell me when to tune in because I am going to watch. But Felix, I want to go back to the conversation when you mentioned the male masculinity, and that's a conversation you have to ask. Is that, I'm curious, is that because men may fear that if they put on the makeup, they're less masculine?
100%. I feel like in general, the conversations on masculinity have evolved throughout the years. I don't know how many of your viewers or even us here were around in the 90s when Queer Eye for the Straight Guy first came out. And they were doing all these makeovers and all these guys and like introducing them to skincare. And that was this huge deal. And they're like, oh my God, they'll never do it. They'll never do it. And then fast forward to like the 2000s and men are taking care of their hair. Like right now, this current decade, barbers are busier than ever. People are taking care about what their haircuts look like. Male stylists are a big thing. You know, guys are paying attention to how they dress. When like in the 90s, it really wasn't a thing because it was considered gay to do it, hence the show. So masculinity is a cornerstone of so many issues that both men and women experience, right? It's not just about, hey, I don't feel confident and I feel like this is not me. It's more about how masculinity and like that toxic masculinity influences the way that people interact. And I think having makeup, a traditionally feminine item, explore and see how guys can enhance their masculinity with this feminine item helps to break apart some of those boundaries that toxic masculinity has built throughout the years.
So you mentioned Queer Eye, right? Years ago. How do you feel now that times are? Do you feel times are changing? Where are we now?
Well, I feel like we're getting there. We're getting there. You know, like we're becoming a lot more empathetic towards each other. There's all of these social justice conversations happening online with family members, with like councilmen. We're all more aware of things that are happening as far as equality goes. So we're starting to become more empathetic towards the other. And that really is, it's an evolution for sure. I mean, if you had told me back in the 80s, hey, we're actually going to have movements like this and we're going to have conversations like this publicly live, I would have been like, what do you mean? So the progress is there. We just got to keep.
Yes, but you're one of the people in the forefront leading the charge to have this conversation. And I think that's amazing. JC, in your field, you're one of the people leading the charge to have this conversation. How does it make you feel to be a leader in your industry? I mean, what do your friends say? You know, are you, not to get too much again in your personal business, but that's what I do. Like, do you go to church and people are like, that's the lady who, you know what I mean? Like, what is the response and the reaction to being so vocal about sex?
I have two answers to that, because I do want to touch on what Felix said around masculinity, because I know you mentioned it earlier, and as far as me selling women toys, my clientele is across the board. I don't want to target only women, because at the end of the day, if we're having sex with men, they need to be well aware as well and comfortable to even, you know, have toys in the bedroom as well, and understand that it doesn't take away from, you know, what they're able to do. It's not about, you know, the toy taking over or taking control. It's the idea that you're pleasing your partner or adding these things to make a pleasurable experience. So I definitely do not only target women. My site may look like that right now, but it's Mother's Day month. So that's what that is. But as far as my background and being able to talk about it, I am an atheist. I've been an atheist for over half my life. So I haven't had to deal with a lot of those limitations, because my family know this is who I am. And thankfully, I've been able to, you know, express myself in that manner in any way I feel comfortable with. So I've always been able to champion that without having to deal with, you know, the stigma, you know, with church or it was limited for a while, because I did work for Disney up until late last year. So I couldn't really be public due to my job. But outside of that, if you knew me personally, it was a whole different story. So
You know what I'm going to do right now, JC? I'm going to just resist the urge to ask a million questions, because you keep opening these doors and I'm like, I don't know. Because I've never sat down with anyone who has said to me, Sharifa, I'm an atheist. And I almost want to go there, but I'm like, I don't know. It's Monday. I'm going to play
next time. It's okay.
come back. Because we're going to have this conversation. Because this is interesting. Everything you say, I get more and more interested and more intrigued. Someone who helps the world deal with sex, and who has been an atheist for the majority of her life, who sits down with her mom and discusses her kink website. Like, do you have a podcast coming up, but do you have a book? Because I think it's a whole lot of people who might want to read it.
So I'm in the progress of it, and it's kind of been a I'm pretty sure I'm open to the next, like, I guess, wall of questions. But transitioning out of the workforce and being diagnosed with ADHD is something that I'm kind of working through to even be able to create more. So I definitely would love to have more, you know, a podcast and books, but I'm definitely in the process. The only thing I can talk right now is like my website.
Okay, well, we're going to expand for you. Beth Wanson in our chat says Disney, and then she has about 18 question marks. And she says, wow, that's what fascinates me. That's a door. So I guess you were at Disney, that door closed, and you're like, let me just focus on this.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I was with Disney for about 10 years. And I've, you know, worked several positions. I love the company as a whole. So it's definitely, it was a great transition, but it was definitely a great place to work, just from a business perspective, as in understanding that a business can have so many different levels. So it definitely has helped me to, I guess, understand where I want to place my business, and not only, you know, here's a product, but, you know, coming with education, coming with resources, coming with information, and developing that as a, I guess, a whole.
Mm-hmm. Graham, love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I just I want to echo what Felix was saying about the amount of progress that's been made over the last 20 years or so. I just think back to me being a child to now, and the things that you can talk about today that 20 years ago you just couldn't talk about. You know, it's just like JC, you mentioned before about masturbation and things, and definitely when I was 20 years ago, you couldn't talk about that. There's no way, you know. So that's the thing that you wouldn't mention, you know, that's like, you know, that you just don't do that. So I think it's amazing that that's now coming. It's way more open, and people are free to be themselves, you know? And I think that's one of the things that we love to do at Edition as well, support these types of ventures and support these companies. And we have quite a lot of social impact companies that we work with. And one of them, just thinking out loud, is around sex education. And we love working with them because, you know, we just think it's super important. We have another client who is helping sort of educating large companies on diversity and inclusion and gender equality. And that's awesome. And I just think over the last few years, this kind of wave of social impact just hitting the kind of what we used to see as norms, and everything's being broken up and starting again. And that's quite exciting, a really exciting time to be in business. And, you know, and also you can start a business doing anything these days. I mean, it wasn't easy. I'm sure, JC, it was a big challenge, but you've just managed to quit your job and set up a business online selling, you know, sex toys and everything else. And I don't know, I just feel like 20 years ago, you wouldn't be able to do that.
No, and sorry to jump in, but I always think about, like, we talk about like the different generations and, you know, the access, or, you know, especially my generation where the idea was just to go to school and then find a career. But this generation has everything laid out for them. And I'm excited to see what that means, because now you have access to learn and, you know, develop what you want without having, I mean, guess without taking the traditional route, not saying that's a bad thing, but it does allow for a lot of creativity. So I think it's great that we have these options. And yeah, I couldn't do this years ago. It wouldn't have been available in the way I've been able to create it within what the resources are in this time frame.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's amazing.
Felix, your thoughts?
I'm actually gonna just a second, JC, because I always think about this too. Like, starting Adonis Arcana the way that I did, this wouldn't have been possible 10 years ago. And it's not even because, and yes, it's because society probably wasn't ready for it, but it's also like the logistics of it. Like the internet, the computers moving the way they do, the phones that we carry, like all of that has made it so much easier to find information, communicate, connect with other people. Like, in what world does one just randomly run into a cosmetic chemist on the street,
right?
And then how do you even find one? Like, if you had to go through the yellow pages, like, good luck. That would have never happened. So it's really amazing what's happened lately with the progress of both the social progress as well as the technological progress that we've gotten, because it really has allowed so much to happen.
Right. One of the things that I loved about what you said earlier, Felix, is when you talked about the confidence as far as the sexuality, right? Because I had another guest a couple of months ago, I don't know, but she had a skincare line. And one of the things that she kept repeating, and it was like, it stood out in my mind that she just kept repeating, was that it's not just about the beauty aspect of it. Many of the people that she works with have other issues. You know what I mean? Maybe they have acne. Maybe their skin has broken out. Maybe they're like so frustrated that they don't want to leave the house because they don't want to see anyone to see their skin. So it's not just like, oh, I got to be on Instagram, I want to put on this makeup. But if you have bad skin, you want to feel confident. You want to feel sexy, and you don't want anyone to laugh or judge you. Do you feel the same way about your products?
Well, there's so many layers to, mm-hmm. to the beauty conversation, you know. There's always that saying that goes around saying, like, your face is your business card. Mm-hmm. So everybody's looking at your face. If you show up in a room, everybody's going to be looking right here, probably right at your eyes. So being aware of that, especially if you're someone that has issues, like acne, rosacea, psoriasis, large pores, like, it does play with your confidence, and it can tear you down if you let it. But I think what's beautiful about skincare and makeup is that it allows you a sense of control. It lets you say, like, okay, these are the issues that I have, but hey, guess what? There's these options to help manage it. Maybe the skincare is overhyped. Maybe things are not necessarily going to work like in a flash magic. Maybe it's a 6-month routine, but there's always like a concealer. There's always a little bit of foundation. There's always something that can happen to minimize that so that you feel better. Because what I find is, like, a lot of the times people don't necessarily even care. Like, there's this, I don't know if y'all remember Mean Girls. There's this scene where she's like,
yes. Oh,
my pores are so big, and she's like, perfect. Mm-hmm. Really, that happens a lot too. You know, we can be so judgmental on our own selves, and no one really notices it. But applying just a little bit of foundation or a little bit of concealer, all of a sudden you don't see it anymore. And no one ever saw it either. But just the way that you're carrying yourself after that makes that big difference and makes that shift happen with the interaction. So there's a lot of layers to it.
It makes you feel better. It makes you feel sexy. You step into that sexy energy and then you go out into the world because you're not thinking about the acne or the wide open pores. You're like, wow, I look beautiful. I look amazing. Let me go out to the world. And I think that's wonderful. Now, on this show, we've talked, we had a great conversation, but to a certain extent, we have focused on the beauty and the sex aspect. I want to talk to Graham right now. Both Felix and JC are entrepreneurs. They're starting their business, they're getting out there, they're making it happen. A lot of our audience, they're entrepreneurs. Do you have any advice for them just starting out, maybe not just from an accounting perspective, but just being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think, well, first of all, starting your own business takes a lot of courage. And so JC and Felix, just awesome that you took the step to do it. And it's not an easy step. And it really is an emotional roller coaster. I mean, myself, over the few years I've been an entrepreneur, it's been huge highs and huge lows. And now it's getting to the point now where it's a bit more stable, but it was really kind of erratic at the beginning, if you're going to draw it on a chart. But I think my advice to anyone who wants to do it is that just you have to try, right? You don't want it to be that thing that you wish you tried, when you're older and you think, oh, do you know what? I wish I just tried having my own business when I was younger. So I just think you just have to try. I think people place too much importance on career and money and jobs and that kind of thing. And I think if you can kind of remove those constraints and let all of that go and just be creative and create the thing that you're really passionate about, whatever it is, if you pursue something you're very passionate about, it's probably going to end in some kind of success, whether that's financial or not, who knows, but you're going to be good at it. And people are going to listen to you and people are going to believe you. So I think just go whatever to, follow your passion and just live today like it's your last day. Don't worry about the career too much, for sure. Obviously, depending on what you need to do, if you want to set up your own healthcare clinic, obviously you need to go through the process of working in healthcare and before you go and set up your healthcare clinic because you need that experience. But really, just follow your passion and go for it, really. The worst thing that happens is it doesn't work out and you have to find a job again. But that's it.
That is one of the worst things that
That's it.
can happen.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the highs and the lows, and I see that like a graph. You know what I mean? There are
Sure.
upticks and there are, on the graph. But how do you continue do? Because you said you used the word huge. You know what I mean? There are huge highs, huge lows. How do you keep going with your business when you encounter those huge lows?
I think you have to have that sense of purpose. And I think that's what I go back to the original point around passion and doing something you really believe in. If you've got that sense of purpose, when it gets to that low point, like two or three things have gone wrong in the same day, and you just think, why am I doing this? I should just go back and get a job, And that sense of purpose is the thing that keeps you going and fuels you on your journey. And then you get some of those days where three amazing things happen and you feel on top of the world. And so you're kind of like chasing those again, and I think that's what keeps you going, really.
I
But yeah.
definitely agree. I definitely agree. Because there are days, I remember one show, it's like last week, where I only had either a couple of guests show up, or I think it was like three guests, and each guest had an issue. And I forgot what each issue was, but each one had an issue. I was trying to remember their name. Somebody bio wasn't updated. They wanted to update their information. Somebody's name was hella hard to pronounce. And so I'm trying to deal with all these different things. And I go to connect to go from the broadcast to Facebook Live, and Facebook would not connect. And I was like, what is it with this day? Like, I just, when I have days like that, I'm like, I need a do-over. To me, that's like, let's just go to sleep. I'll wake up tomorrow. We'll do it over. But this day is like those days when everything that can't, is was that Murphy's Law? Everything that can go wrong does. I definitely agree. But it's the passion, the love for doing the show that I'm like, okay, Tomorrow I have guests named Bob Johnson and John Smith. I can pronounce those. Facebook will connect. Somebody will give me some interesting story, but I got to do it over. JC, what do you do during those days when you're like, okay, I got to find a new payment processor. They won't even let me sell my dildos. What is going in this world? What do you do?
It's, since I'm very new to this, it's definitely days where I'm like, well, let me go ahead and fill out this, this job application. So it's very, but you know, sometimes you have to stay true to it. And I look at it as, you know, if I do have to pick up a job, that doesn't mean the end of it. It just means that's part of the process, because like Graham says, there's huge highs and lows, but just like in the workforce, there's huge highs and lows. So whatever you're doing, you're going to have that, those type of, you know, up and downs anyway. So why not do it where you're happy and, you know, working towards what you want. So that's how I kind of have to, like, I guess, explain to myself, like, you know, well, this is what you want. And, you know, you have a message to give. So why not, you know, put more time in and, you know, make a schedule or, you know, take time to make sure you're putting the time into your business, because it's hard sometimes to even, you know, do the daily tasks, because I'm reporting to me. I'm not reporting to anyone else. So it's definitely understanding that. And, you know, you just kind of hope for the best and, you know, seeing where you fall in.
Yes, it was interesting that you said there are days when you're like, let me fill out this job application. I can't even count the days where I'm like, okay, I just need to go find a job. Let me just do this job application. And what's so interesting now is I'm literally, and I don't say this in a negative way, I've discussed this on the show before, like I am unhirable, you know, because people know when I go to the interview, they're like, oh no, she's not going to stay here long. She, you know, they're like, okay, Sharifa, your schedule is 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. I'm like, I can't do that. I have the roundtable talk show at 8, you know, and they're like, do you want this job? I don't know, but I have things that I have to do. What time is lunch? Okay, I can't do this commute. I can't work under these conditions. And so guess what? Next morning, I'm back on the roundtable talk show because nobody wants to hire me.
Yeah, I definitely understand, especially with the fact that my business page is kind of a little active on LinkedIn. They're like, ma'am. So that's how that goes, you know. But
you know when you get the ma'am, like, really, ma'am? I go do my Zoom interviews because, you know, during this global pandemic, everything was virtual. So I'm trying to interview for a job with my background. They're like, you know, so I completely get it. I completely get it. Beth Wanson says, great show. This was definitely a great show. I enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun. Now we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Felix.
So, hey, everyone, thank you so much for, you know, having me on. This was a great conversation. I mean, I knew it was going to be, but, you know, actually meeting you and our other two entrepreneurs, it's so much fun to be here, for real. Now, what I will say is, if you are someone, you know, is interested in Mouse Cosmetics, it's not as hard as YouTube makes it out to be, I promise you. And just for the show and for your viewers, we actually have a coupon code for free shipping on our sample packet. If you go to adonisarcana.com, you will see in the shop area, there's the sample packet option for $0. And if you use the code HELLOSAMPLES, you will get free shipping on that too. So that will be valid until the end of the month for all of your viewers. Thank you for having me on. And if you are interested in anything more like educational, anything more like that, follow me on Instagram at Adonis_Arcana. That's where you'll see all the lives, or you'll see all the posts. That's where you get all the information.
Thank you, Felix. You got to come out like JC. First word out of your mouth. Discount, free samples, get your free stuff here. I love it. I appreciate it. What I always ask for my guests, if you have an offer, please put it in the comments on this Facebook post so everyone can go ahead and take advantage. JC, what do you have for us?
So I just want to say thank you for having me on. It has been great. This is definitely like a starting point for me to be comfortable with even being on other podcasts. So I thank you for that. Like I said in the beginning, if you do want to shop with me, you can use code roundtable at overkink.com for 15% off. But if anything, please subscribe to my newsletter. There are a lot of new things coming. So even if you're not looking to purchase, I will appreciate the support as, you know, following my journey. You can find me on all social media platforms at jc.chester or just jcchester. And thank you.
Thank you. Again, please put your offer in the comments so our viewers, as they come back and watch it in the archives, they can go ahead and take advantage. Thank you, JC. Graham, what do you have for us?
Well, just thanks so much for having me on. And it's great to meet you guys, JC and Felix. And thanks so much for everyone for listening to us. Hope it was interesting. Just to go to the point around supporting entrepreneurs and helping them achieve their dreams. We always believe in delivering lots of free useful content. So if you go to our website, which is additionfinance.co, all those budding entrepreneurs out there will find lots of useful content around how to set up a new business, you know, what the things to do, the things to not do, and how to set up your bookkeeping and set up your processes in the right way and everything else. So there's lots of really interesting content there for you. But also just wanted to say that if anyone does need help and they want to outsource their books, you know, and have their business, you know, really managed for them from a financial point of view, you can reach out to us. And anyone who's listening to the show, we're happy to give 20% off for the first 3 months on all of our subscriptions. So yeah, thanks so much. And hopefully you find our content interesting and useful.
Thank you. So how do they receive the 20% off?
When you set up, so to actually sign up, you have to set up a discovery call so we can learn about your business. So if they just mention in that discovery call or in the message that they listen to the podcast, they can get 20% off.
I love it. So just mention the Roundtable Talk Show. Please put that in the comments so you can receive 20% off. We got a lot of discounts, a lot of savings on today's show, and we had a lot of laughter. This was a fun show. I want to thank you all for being guests on this Monday's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. And I especially want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives. Just because you didn't catch the live show does not mean you're not important, and it definitely doesn't mean we still don't need your support, because we do. Please visit our guests. They are here this morning to educate you, to entertain you. So please support them. They're giving you all kinds of offers. Their website links are in the Facebook post. Visit their websites. Follow them on social media. Reach out to them. And when you do, please let them know Sharifa Hardy says hi. Now, if you're interested in more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.
Struggling to increase your sales or website conversions? Are you looking for new ways to promote your business through social media or any other campaign? If yes, then you're at the right place. Ask Sharifa has 25 years of experience and the track record to guide you to success. From business planning to social media marketing, from website designing to website development, from search engine optimization to paid traffic, we will research your business, your products and/or services, and the competition to develop a custom growth strategy for your business. Contact us now, and we will help you bring your business growth to the next level. For more information, visit www.asksharifa.com.